Good morning. We continue with our study of the Mishnayos Masechta Krisis, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey of the first parak. And so the Mishnayos have been talking about who brings a carbon and has it eaten and who doesn't. So Elu Mivios, the following women, when they have a child, they bring the carbon, but it doesn't get consumed. They know Nechal. If a woman miscarried, she knows she miscarried, she just didn't see the fetus, so she doesn't know is it formed or not formed. Such a woman does not have her carbon eaten, because it could be that she's bringing it ala safek, but it could be that it's a legitimate carbon, in which case the kohanim can eat from it. Could be that they're not. Same thing happens if two women come together and they know that they miscarried together. One passed something that is chayiv in a carbon, and one did not, so we don't know which one does it. So both bring the carbon, but the problem is the kohanim can't partake of it. Some are Rabbi Yossi, Amosai, when do we say that they bring a carbon and they can't eat it? Bisman shehochu zula mizrach v'zula mayrif. That's assuming that they pass the carbonos, one to a kohen in the east, one in a kohen on the west. They just can't remember. Now the chatos, it's not clear. But if the two women come together, in such a situation, Rabbi Yossi says, they would be able to bring one carbon together, right? And then it could be eaten. Let them be mitzarif together. Only one is chayiv in a carbon. So why don't we just let them join together, and whichever one is chayiv in the carbon will count for her. And then we don't waste kodesh. We don't have a goder be burned, and we wouldn't come to a problem. Elu sheina mevias, the following women don't bring it all, says the Mishnah. Hamapela shafir. What if a woman just passes a piece of skin, mali mayim? It's just a sack that's filled with water, or mali dam, or mali genunim, right? It just has like little pieces inside. Right, hamapels come in dugim, mechagavim, shkatzim, ramasim, right? Or she passes something that looks like a fish or like a grasshopper or some other creepy crawly thing. So in each of those cases, there's no development whatsoever. It just looks like a worm. Hamapels yomar boim. What if a woman miscarries on the 40th day? That's not called a vlad. There's no tsurasa vlad. Yotze dofen. If the miscarriage. It's not a miscarriage. It's a C-section miscarriage. So those people, if it doesn't come out from the normal birth canal, so in such a situation, we're not bringing a carbon of a yoledes, right? If it's a perfectly good birth, Reb Shimon would say she would be chayiv. A carbon leida. Its reason is based on the pasuk, in the Torah. Torah says, "V'mnekeva teled." The Torah tells us you could read it as if she had a nekeva, if she had a girl. But Rav Shimon came along and he said, "Well, we could have said v'mnekeva he." It could be say, why is it say teled? The extra word teled comes to teach us that there's another example where a woman would have to bring a carbon, and what is that? When she has a baby in a non-normal manner, that is to say a C-section, so in such a situation, she would bring the carbon in that case, as opposed to the position that is the position of the Tanakhama that C-sections do not. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.